Hello, I'm Noah Nation, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano. Welcome to you. I am pressed in the Spirit to talk to you because God wants to instruct you in the ways of the Lord. I'm going to begin by asking Kathy D. to read Psalm 143. And it is a Psalm of David, a king, a prophet, a servant of God, one that was after the heart of the Lord. David, who was after God's own heart. And here is the kind of trouble he was in. And here is Kathy D.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me. Lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant.
Thank you, Kathy. I think most of you that listen to me in this audio will hear a voice or hear the voice of a spirit that's kind of joyful and having a bit of fun. Oh, it's been a long, hard trip. A long, hard trip. But this past Sunday morning, God helped me, visited me, and caused me to overcome some enemies of mine. It's been easier ever since. But it's not just fun. Go for a walk down the sidewalk, get on the bike, ride around the block, get in a Cadillac, drive in somewhere. No, it's not that way yet. But I expect that to come. I want to go back to 1999. When a person started persecuting me and I thought was a friend, but yielded to the devil and persecuted me. 2000, it got worse. 2000, when I started putting my Romans tapes on secular television. 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, it grew worse, much worse. My enemies continued to attack me. They hid their attacks from me. I didn't know. They were my enemies. I thought they were my friends. Nope, they were not. They were enemies. Many of them. In 2005, some started leaving my ministry. In 6, 7, more left. In 8, the place was almost empty. But in 9, for certain, the place was brought very low. God was with me. He allowed it to happen. And it was not fun. But I knew that God would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. I knew that. Thank God. In 9, 10, it began to grow worse. 11, it grew worse. In 12, about tax day, there was a change. I'd overcome the enemy. Not all the way, not perfectly, but started to overcome the enemy. God put me on radio April 12, 2012. It was a battle. My enemies opposed me, but it was a battle. And I overcame, ended up on 31 stations maybe. In December 12, Roku, I went on Roku, and things began to look a little better. 13, I met another enemy. Revelation of Daniel 11, verse 20 through 28, another enemy. It was overpowering. Beat my soul down again. But I kept fighting, continue to fight, still do. 14, I ran into more trouble from an enemy that wanted to destroy me. The devil, a spirit, the devil, the thief, I ran into that one. But I fought, and I kept fighting, and I do fight. And I'm working on overcoming that spirit. All these spirits that battle me are witchcraft. They're all witchcraft. They're all of the devil. Amen. They are either in people, or they are people yield their members to them, and became weapons of unrighteousness unto sin against me. But I fight on. I fight on. Live stream. Thank God. Live stream. Amen. Bringing forth fruit. That's my walk with the Lord. Now, we are on shortwave, 6 days a week, 1 hour, plus others on Sunday, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. Now, we're going on. Let's see, on May the 3rd, yeah, on a Sunday broadcast, what a blessing. It'll be on Sunday, Eastern time, 11, backing up.
1 o'clock.
Oh, pardon me, 1 o'clock. Backing up, 12 o'clock, Backing up, 11 o'clock. Backing up, California, 10 o'clock. What a blessing. I'm greatly impressed, greatly encouraged. But I still have enemies that I have to overcome. And they would still like to destroy me, overpower me, to stop me from obeying God, from my gospel being preached throughout the world. But they cannot do it. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. I think I've said enough for this time. God bless you. Good night, Noel Davidson, Plano, Texas.